Lena.
Hey, Liz.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
It is episode number 7. I forgot. I was like, is it 6? Is it 7? It's episode number 7.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Liz and Lena podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah. How are you doing, Liz?
Ugh.
That was a good start.
Yeah. Well, right now, I am cold, as I have been all day long, because suddenly it became fall here. Mm-hmm. Autumn, like, just arrived.
Beautiful, and, but cold.
Oh, so beautiful. The sky is beautiful, the leaves are beautiful, but it's really cold. Or it feels cold, and I didn't think that this temperature would make me cold, but I am. So I'm wrapped up in a blanket right now. We have our candles lit. It's really cozy, mm-hmm. and I'm warming up, which feels good.
Good.
Other than that, it's been a tough week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us a little bit more about that?
I can get into it perhaps a little bit. It's actually been... No, maybe I don't want to get into it. It's mm-hmm. made me start thinking about the type of people and the type of energy that I need around me all the time.
Right.
And yeah, so I'm just going to leave it at that. And I've just run into some things that have been a little bit, like, tougher.
You've been, perhaps, I'm talking a little bit for you now,
yeah, that's
but
fine.
I know what you're thinking about. But perhaps you've been running into some negative energy, and that has sucked it out, like, sucked out the energy mm-hmm. from you, and you need some more positive things around you.
I do. I really do. And I think that, I think there's a lot that I can think about that, like, in my life in general, and, mm-hmm. you know, how I live my life, and what things I may have let go of over the past 2.5, 3 weeks that have been crazy that I have not incorporated, the things that I usually do that I've not incorporated in my life over the past few weeks because we've been so busy and things have been so crazy. And
mm-hmm.
so it's kind of showing me some of the things that I need to remember to do. Like yesterday when I went and left during lunch and sat by the river
yeah.
in the sunshine, I didn't have a jacket with me, so again, I was cold, but the sun felt really good. And I literally put in my headphones and downloaded a 15-minute meditation and did it. And I could have cared less about all the people that were walking past me and what they might have thought about me and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was so, so worth it. So you're so right I mean, the negative energy is there, you know? We can't just, like, shield ourselves from it, but to learn how to not let it sink into us quite as much, or
right.
that's what I need.
Yeah,
you know,
how to handle it and
how
still feel good.
Exactly. And how to just push back positive energy
mm-hmm.
all the time. So that's kind of what I'm working on right now. So I guess ultimately it's a good thing because it's got me thinking.
Right.
But yeah, just some tough moments.
Mm.
Yeah. And you, my love, how are you, Lena?
I have a tiny bit more energy, I feel. It's been pretty tough for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm making some changes in life, and they're good changes,
uh-huh.
but they're really tough.
Yeah.
So it grabs all my energy. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I'm gaining some more energy.
Yeah.
So I'm doing pretty okay. Okay,
mm-hmm.
as of right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting how we both have mentioned in completely different ways. We've both now talked about energy.
Right.
And we've both talked about changes, like that we are both making, you know, need
mm-hmm.
to make or whatever to be true to who we are and who we want to be.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, you know, and just talking about that has kind of brings that to light to me.
Yeah.
That's why I love sitting and talking with you.
I know, I love it too.
It's just so great.
And then to also think about all the listeners.
I know, all of you out there. It's really fun.
Yeah, it is.
So thanks for listening. And on with the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lena, how did your challenge go this week? And what was your challenge?
I had two challenges. One was to blog. Mm-hmm. And the second one was to do like a reward plan.
Right.
Which I've talked about like the two past podcasts mm-hmm. now. Basically, make a plan how I'm going to get all the nutrition I need.
Right.
And when I succeed in some goals, I will get a little treat of some sort. Mm-hmm. So, to go back to the blog, I haven't been blogging that much, but I feel okay with that. Mm-hmm. About the reward plan, I actually did it.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I did it yesterday together with a friend/mentor. So that was really good to like get it really structured. We have a complete like plan set for the next week and mm-hmm. then we'll like go through it in the end of next week and see if I've made it or not. And yeah. if I have, I will get my treat. So that feels, it feels good that I've done it, but it is so tough.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is.
Yes. So, but it feels good that I've done the plan.
Yeah.
Even though it's scary.
That was even a step mm-hmm. to celebrate, I think. The fact that you got the plan done.
Yeah, and as I discussed yesterday, that this is like the first step. So it's pretty hard mm-hmm. to take that first step.
Right.
Not that everything will be completely easy after this, but yeah. it is a big, huge step to take.
It is. It is. But you have done so many things in the past. Mm-hmm. You have conquered so many challenges, faced so many fears, and you're just such a fighter.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Yeah. But I believe in you, as do so many people.
Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
So, Liz, what was your challenge and how did that go?
My challenge was to register to vote or to check in with the whole like expat registering mm-hmm. from abroad kind of thing. And I did that. And I printed out
Were you registered? Because you discussed like last week about you had like changed address with your driver's right. license. In parentheses, in the States, when you have your driver's license, it's connected to your address by, like, it says on the driver's license.
Right.
On the card. Mm-hmm. So, whenever you move, you have to renew your license.
Yes.
And here, it's connected to figures. So, you can move, and it doesn't say matter. On right. the card. So, that was the kind of issue.
I've never thought about that difference before.
Really?
Yeah. And how smart that is in Sweden. They use in Sweden like your social security number, sort of.
Yeah.
And all of that information is on like a big database computer system. So it doesn't matter. Since your address isn't on like your driver's license, if for some reason you need to use your driver's license for something,
yeah,
then it just scans your like number uh-huh. and then all of your information comes up. How much smarter that is that you
but
have to check.
But I have to say another smart thing, but with the American driver's license mm-hmm. is that if you are for donations of
organ donations
uh-huh. It says on your driver's license right. by a heart.
Yeah. Well, at least it does in North Carolina.
Okay.
I don't know because everybody's is different. But I would assume that there's something like that.
But that is so smart, too. Like, I know that I'm walking around with a card where it mm-hmm. says, like, what's okay or not okay or if right. it is okay and stuff like that. But right. it's just shown on the driver's license. I think that's smart.
That is smart. And that was a whole extra conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, side story.
So, yes, side story for sure. So anyways, I'm not sure if I was already registered or not because when I went to the website and filled in, like I went to, the abroad website and okay, it's Democrats abroad. So I'm a Democrat. And when I went there, it, like, what's the word?
refreshed?
Not refreshed. Renewed? Not renewed. Like re-sent me. Like sent me to another website. Yeah, there's a word. Oh, this is a pointless
Re-eject.
No, no, whatever. You guys know what I'm
saying. Redirect.
There you go.
Yes.
Yes. That was a sad little high five. Redirected me. Okay, my God. Let's move on with the story.
Sticking you forever.
I have the giggles. Okay. It redirected me to another website where I filled in a bunch of information. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, I had like this PDF form there. And it was like, send this in. And I mean, it was for me to just rewrite in my address and stuff like that.
Like directly online?
Yeah.
In this PDF
form?
No,
but I have to like print it out and sign it and
send it. Of course.
So of course, I haven't mailed it yet. It's not my ballot. So this is like a pre-register thing. But I also saw online now that if you live outside of the country, you need to get this shit done in the next... You have 3 days to get it done. Therefore...
3 days from now?
Yes. Otherwise, it'll be too late, you know, because there's only a month left until the election.
You have to vote.
I will. No problem. I'll just send it in tomorrow. It doesn't have to be there in 3 days. It has to be mailed in 3 days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The stamp and everything it says on that. Yeah.
So, and I mean, I'm going to get my ballot as email. So, so anyways, I'm not sure if that was, well, whatever. I've done it halfway. The end.
So we both have done our challenges like halfway.
Another high five.
Okay.
Yeah, that one was way better.
Sorry if it was loud.
I'm sorry. All right.
So this morning, when I was like waking up, having a hard time waking up nowadays, but anyway, I had received an email, and it was from a podcast listener slash blog reader.
Yes.
Which made us really, really excited and happy. She talked a little bit about herself, and she also mentioned a challenge for us.
Yeah.
Which we thought was really, really cool.
Yeah, it was really awesome. I just have to make my little comment too.
Yes.
Which is just repeating you, so it's pointless, but whatever.
Go ahead.
I need to share my excitement and appreciation. It was so much fun. The email was so, so great.
Yes.
And so personal. And we just really, really appreciated it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, so she mentioned a challenge.
Mm-hmm. And you know how we love challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it was to basically unplug, to go off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And that inspired us to talk a lot about it.
Right.
Because what does it mean to unplug, to go off the grid? What do you think about when I'm saying that, Liz?
Well, actually, the very first thing that I think about is is like camping.
You know what? I was thinking about the woods and stuff.
No way!
This way.
Oh, we should totally be playing Cranium right now.
I know. We would rock.
We're really in that like groove right now with each other, apparently. That is literally the first thing I think about, is something out in nature, away from everything.
Right.
Off the grid, off the map. In a place where, you know, you don't care if you feel like you're lost or not.
Mm-hmm.
You're just surrounded by nature and you're unplugged. You don't have cell phone service. There are no electronics around, all of that kind of stuff. That is what I think of when I hear those words or those phrases for the very first time. What about you, Lena?
Well, as I mentioned a little bit, I thought of the woods and stuff, so totally similar to what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also thinking that it doesn't have to be, of course, out in the woods, like where there's no reception or anything.
No.
It's just a matter of what you choose to focus or not focus on.
Yeah,
that brings you happiness and goodness and relaxation, if that's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So
I do think that it does involve an element of stepping away from something.
Yeah, something that's not as positive for you at that moment.
Right. There's a sense of simplicity about it. You know, doing something that's more simple. people in a way as well. I do think that those are a part. I mean, I think of it along with words like retreats, and a retreat doesn't mean that you have to go somewhere at all.
Right.
You know, you can have a retreat at home or a time at home.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something, as you mentioned, the word relaxing.
Yeah, you know, like to slow down.
That's good for you.
Uh-huh.
So then we started thinking, as we were walking home, we were having this discussion, because you met me downtown at earlier when I got off work. And we were walking home, and we started talking about it. And so we were talking about being off the grid and unplugged and what that meant. And then we started thinking about challenges. And the point, what we think challenges are, what's the point with having a challenge?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, Lena?
A challenge is that you add something positive mm-hmm. to life. Like you feel like you want to change something to the better.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And it might be like tough,
mm-hmm.
but at the end, it will be something good for you.
Right.
It's
like something that helps you to grow in yeah. some way, to move forward.
Yeah. Yeah, move forward. I really like that expression.
Yeah.
That was good. I was thinking, it is good, I can just talk for myself now, that to get off the grid, and now, for example, to not post on social media, or to not blog, or to not check Facebook every day and stuff like that, it could bring me some good time to do other things.
Right.
Which could be good, but however, I am actually not doing a lot of those things uh-huh. right now, because I don't have any energy. I feel that I want to, like, it is, to me, like social media, for example,
mm-hmm.
it is a creative space, which is something really positive and good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, or even for like the past year, I haven't like felt as inspired. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're at a hospital every day, it's not like really that great too.
Right.
What are you going to take pictures of? And you're not even allowed to take pictures.
Exactly.
There. You know, so it feels like I've been off the grid, to be honest.
Yeah.
For a year, and I'm actually trying to get in the grid a little mm-hmm. bit, because it makes me feel good. So I feel like it will almost be like the opposite, that I would like to get in the grid
mm-hmm.
instead of off the grid. As of right now, who knows where I am like in 2 weeks. And I also have to say that I'm working with social media. That's my job. So I need to be on top of a lot of things when it comes to social media.
Right.
So I basically need to be in the grid at work. But then you can discuss whether I should perhaps balance it out about, like,
mm-hmm.
Not being as on the top private, but mm-hmm. at work. However, I'm only working 2 hours a day, so I'm not even, like, working full-time. So, yeah, those are some thoughts that I have about this. So how do you think and feel about being, like, unplugged?
Well, my first thought, because I'm the type of person that loves slow living
mm-hmm.
and simplicity, so I'm like, yes, I am so on this. I yeah. want to unplug and go off the grid and all of that good stuff, you know. Uh-huh. And if I could go away for a week and live by myself with you, of course, my love, in some little cabin in the woods, yeah. I would do it in a mm-hmm. heartbeat, just to get away.
But oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what is it that you want to get away from then?
No, it's to get away so that I can turn inward. It's not getting away from, it's not running away from anything, or I just mm-hmm. know that I function, really good as someone who steps back, mm-hmm. quite often. You know, I think that, I mean, all of us need things in different ways, and we function as different people. And I enjoy, and I feel the most alive and the most free when things slow down a lot. And I can really turn inward, and I can really just listen, in a sense, to myself. I mean, I'm a contemplative, mystical person and have been my whole life. And it took a long time for me to kind of accept that, because I thought, oh my God, I'm just so boring, because I enjoy being by myself or being with just a very few people a mm-hmm. lot.
But do you feel like you can go like inward when you're not off the grid?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm getting to that.
Oh, sorry.
Because my first thought is to go away to the woods and mm-hmm. something like that, or yeah. whatever. Go to the beach and just be there and just be and slow down and everything. But when I was thinking about this with you and we were talking about it, I started thinking, no, that's not exactly what I need right now. What I need right now in life is, in the midst of my busy life, to have that, to fine-tune that sense of calmness mm-hmm. all the time. I mean, it actually sort of goes back to what I was saying at the beginning when I was talking about how my week has been. It is that challenge of finding that off the gridness in everyday life,
mm-hmm.
you know, of creating that, not finding it and not going away to it or running to it or pulling away from everything else, but finding it in the middle of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That still means that I am someone who does need to, like I did yesterday, pull away and go have my time to myself. That's just how I work better. And I know that about myself now, you mm-hmm. know, and I've learned that. But as for like social media and things like that, I do post a lot of pictures on Instagram. I take a lot of photos that I don't post as well. But that is slowing down and living mindfully for me. Once I started to think about it, I was like, photography. I mean, I don't even know how long it takes me to walk to work sometimes. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's about a 12-minute walk, 15 minutes, whatever. Some days it takes, coming home, sometimes it's 20 to 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I stop and take pictures all along the way. And this is any given day. Right. And so posting photos and all of that, that is my way of creating art and slowing down and being mindful. Mm-hmm. And blogging is my way of turning inward, that I say. You know, I don't have to just sit in with my legs crossed and meditate, though I love that. I don't have to do that to turn inward. Just writing a blog post right. is that for me. And I process so much. So these are things that I actually don't need to pull away from right now. Just as you don't need to pull away from things,
mm-hmm.
you're trying to reconnect with things in your life.
Yeah, and I really like getting that email.
Yeah.
Because it made me think, like, a lot about my everyday life and mm-hmm. how I'm, like, spending my time and how I want to spend my time and what to focus on and what to not focus on and what is taking up a lot of time that is not doing good for me.
Right.
Right now it's quite a lot. So yeah. I really want to shift that, and by getting off the grid in the sense of taking away some, like for example, electronics,
mm-hmm.
that would actually perhaps not be as good as, I don't know, like I like those the idea, but I don't think it's time for me to do that now.
But those are your tools right now that you're using to help you reconnect, perhaps. I mean,
yeah.
those things are what you're using right now.
And it's making me happy. You know, like, one of the new things with the update on our phones are that you can send, like, cute little stickers that are, like, moving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm loving it. Just to get a little happy frog smiling at you, uh-huh. or like a clapping frog. Frogs are my favorite as of right now.
Uh-huh.
It just makes me happy, and it connects me with people.
Yeah.
They're making me feel good. Mm-hmm. So it is a lot of goodness with everything.
And I think that the risk, I think that the reason that everybody and we all talk about being unplugged and going off the grid so much is because there's that risk that for all of us that it becomes too much.
Yeah.
You know? And that's where being aware and yes. mindful of how things are in our life right now, where that becomes really important. So this email that we got mm-hmm. has caused us to pause for a moment.
Yes.
And have a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in having that conversation, it's almost like we've evaluated our use of our blogs
yeah.
and our phones.
And to find a balance in our lives.
Right. And we realize what they are being used for in our lives right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as of today, and perhaps this next week, there are things that we're still using that mm-hmm. are bringing us good things. They're bringing you back to life, in a sense,
yes.
reconnecting you with a lot of things, not just people, but some of the inspirational things about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
They are my tools for finding that moment of slowness and quietness in the middle of everyday life. And that's exactly how I want it to be right now. You know?
So, yeah.
It's been so good to, like, have this opportunity to just kind of think about things
mm-hmm.
And evaluate our use of tools and whatever in life, but just to think about being off the grid and unplugging and how our lives are balanced, as you said, Lena.
Yeah.
So that's really good. And we want to, like, throw the question out to you, all of listeners. We want to pay it forward, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten this challenge, and we've answered it in our way for this week. So I guess we want to ask you.
Yes.
We want to find out if you want to share with us. That would be awesome. But we want you to just kind of think about, what do you need right now? Do you need to plug in or unplug?
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel in your life? Where's the balance in your life? So think about it this week. And, you know, if you feel like going off the grid, awesome. Send us a little email before you go off the grid or something if you want. Or contact us. Or however you find or want balance in your life, in whatever way.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are kind of our thoughts, and we really appreciate the inspiration that we got. All right. We also have a regular weekly challenge that we're going to take up.
Correct.
So, Lena, what's your challenge for this coming week?
My challenge will be to follow my reward plan.
And you will. The best that you can, each moment as you can, because you're amazing.
Thank you. What's your challenge?
My challenge is to mail that form tomorrow.
Yes.
So I make sure and get my ballot in my email.
Uh-huh.
And then before I knew how our conversation was going to go at the beginning of the podcast, where I was going to talk about how my week had been,
mm-hmm.
and you mentioned the negative energy that I have felt around me, I had already decided what my challenge was going to be. And now I realize how much of sense it makes. Plus, with this conversation about plugging and unplugging, I'm going to go back to meditating every morning.
Cool.
And I mean, I do it almost every morning now,
uh-huh.
for the most part, but not as long as I used to. So I'm going to do that because it's very important to me. So every morning from now until next week, I'm on my floor on the mat meditating. Yep.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah.
We're getting towards the end of this episode.
This sounds so sad, Lena.
I know. I got a little bit sad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there will be a new one next week.
There will be next Friday.
But I hope you guys will have an amazing weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're up to, please share.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you probably know about our contact information, but we're going to repeat it one more time.
Yeah, because we may have new listeners all the time.
Yeah, who knows? So Liz's website is belovelive.com, and B is B-E. Now I did it again, like as another episode, but Yeah.
BELOVELIVE.com.
Yeah.
And Lena's website is lier.se, and that is LIER.se.
Yes.
So you can find us there and check out what's going on. And you can email us from those websites as well. So leave a comment, subscribe to the podcast or rate it or whatever.
Oh, speaking about that.
Yeah.
We did not post our latest episode on SoundCloud. And the reason is because we were running out of free minutes to have like there, because usually people like post songs, which are like 3 minutes long.
Right.
Ours are like 10 times more.
Yeah.
So we need to figure out like whether if we're going to get like a pro account and pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to figure it out, and we haven't done it this week, but it has been available on Acast and iTunes.
Exactly.
And also on our websites as well.
And I do believe that someone has used an app called Overcast. I don't know. I've never heard of it, but it was someone in Australia who said that she has used Overcast. So that's out there too for any of you.
Cool.
I don't know. So anyway, there you go.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. Have a great week. Take care. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. And unplug or
plug in.
Bye.
Bye-bye.